All right, everyone, welcome to our March member meeting of Awakening Together. I have a few different things to share with you tonight, plus Lynn is going to be sharing with us tonight. I'm going to talk to you about a logo contest that we're having. I'm also going to talk to you about some member board subcommittees. I'm going to talk to you about elections of new trustees to the member board. Lynn will share about the March Awakening Together Satsang on the third Sunday of the month. And then I'll just share a little bit more about our upcoming Choose Again retreat. So that's kind of our agenda for tonight. The first thing that I mentioned I want to share about is the logo contest. And in fact, for anyone who is interested, I am putting a link in the room. If you're on the radio listening to this and you want to see the writing that talks about the logo contest, you will find that if you go to awakening-together.org, go to our four members menu, and then look under Awakening Together News. There you'll find an announcement about our logo contest. But I don't know. Maybe those of us who are on the member board of trustees are graphically challenged. I don't know, but one of the first things we wanted to do when we started Awakening Together is we wanted to come up with a consistent look and feel for our website and for any, for the MPP course books and for our Facebook page, and we just wanted this consistent look and feel. And one of the things that we wanted was a logo, and we tried for several weeks to come up with a logo, and we really had no success, and eventually we just kind of forgot about it because we weren't getting anywhere. But recently it was reborn, the idea that we still need a logo. There are definitely some places we can put the logo. For example, if you go to the Awakening Together website, to the Listen Live link, you'll notice that our radio has the little ACIM Gather flower on it, but there could be an Awakening Together logo there. And if you go to our Facebook page, you'll notice that there's a little well, a very nice little well that Lynn put there for the profile picture, but we could have an Awakening Together logo there. We could have it as our letterhead. Right now, this year, if you had donated in 2013 and I sent you a letter for your taxes, we had the wheat there, which is the Foundation for Holy Spirit and NTI logo. But we could, on our letterhead, use an Awakening Together logo. So, we really could still use a logo. And so we decided to have a contest and let the creativity of the membership. We have 300 members now. There's got to be some potential logos out there. So we decided to have a contest. So if you look again at the Awakening Together website under Four Members, Awakening Together News, you'll find the details about the logo contest. But basically, you can submit it to us in any format, including hand-drawn. If you do have an idea, but you're just not good at graphics on the computer, you can just draw it out on a piece of paper and send it to us. That's fine. But if you have any inspiration at all about what the Awakening Together logo could be, we would love for you to send it to us. The deadline for submitting that logo is April 15th, tax day. We were considering either April 1 or May 1, and then we landed in the middle, and Lynn reminded us that that's tax day, and we thought, oh, good, that's a good day. People can remember that day pretty easily. So April 15th is our deadline. And what we'll do, if we get a lot of submissions, is the member board of trustees will probably narrow it down, and then we'll submit a set of those submissions to the entire membership and let you guys vote on the final logo. If you look at the Awakening Together website or the Facebook page, you'll notice we do have a landscape, I guess you would call it, that we have chosen as a part of our look and feel. It's a picture that Francine Wright, Danielle's mother, took when we were in Israel, I think on this last trip, I think a year ago. And it has several different trees and bushes with the light shining through. We would love it if the logo fit naturally with that photo. That's probably our only requirement, that it fits naturally with that banner that we've already selected as a consistent part of our look and feel. But as I mentioned, all formats will work. JPEGs, I guess, hand-drawn, what other kind of formats are there? I don't know. Paintbrush has its own little, BMP format. Any format will work. Now, whatever you do send us, PNG is another format. Yeah, all these will work. Whatever you do send us, if you send us a hand-drawn one, we'll scan it into the computer, so everything will eventually be on computer, and it will be shrunk to 115 by 115 pixels and transferred to JPEG format, so everything in the end will be the same, but you don't have to go to that trouble. I guess maybe David and Jay know how to do that. The winner will receive loving congratulations, as well as seeing the logo used all over Awakening Together. Now you can email your submissions, if they're on the computer, to regina.awakeningtogether@gmail.com. Again, that is regina.awakeningtogether@gmail.com. Or if you have something hand-drawn and you want to, you know, put it in an old-fashioned envelope and send it in the U.S. mail, you can send it to David Hempel, H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L. His address is 405 15th Avenue Northwest, Ardmore, Oklahoma. And I'll spell Ardmore for you. A-R-D-M-O-R-E. A-R-D-M-O-R-E. Ardmore, Oklahoma, 73401. And again, all of these details are written down for you. If you go to the Awakening Together website, for members, and then Awakening Together News, you'll find the logo contest information there. Does anyone have any questions about the logo contest? Or David, do you have anything that you want to add that I didn't say? Let's not send it to Aardvark, Oklahoma. Yeah. Ardmore. Yeah. All right, then I'll move on to our next topic then on the agenda. David says he doesn't think he could take poster submissions. Yeah, not so big that he can't scan them into his computer. So we're talking about normal typing paper size at the biggest, right? Yeah. All right, so the next thing I just want to talk to you a little bit about are member board subcommittees. Some of you, if you've been paying attention to Awakening Together since, you know, we first started talking about it around a year ago, we talked to you about the fact that right now there was a team of people together that was kind of building Awakening Together, building the website, writing policies and procedures, writing bylaws, writing a constitution, all this stuff that needed to be done. But that once the building of Awakening Together was done, what we want to do is start having subcommittees that were working on a number of different things. And that would give a lot of members an opportunity to participate in Awakening Together. And we've realized that it's time to switch to that subcommittee process. I think Awakening Together is probably built. You know, we have our website. We're still adding to the website. We're going to be adding something new called the forum very soon, which we'll share with y'all once we get it somewhat built. So we're still adding to the website, but there is a main website there. We have sanctuary administration. You know, this is now the Awakening Together Sanctuary instead of ACIM Gather. We have Lynn as our sanctuary director. We have some administrators like L-I-N, Lynn, Lynn Be Still. You know, so we have some people have stepped forward to be administrators. We could definitely use more administrators, but we have that happening. The room is running 22 hours a day. That's taken care of to some degree. Again, we could use more administrators. We have our ministerial preparation program. It's more than one half written, and we already have about 35 people going through it. We have our constitution and bylaws approved. We have several PMPs approved. So a lot of the building process has happened. And so we would like to start breaking out into subcommittees and inviting you all to participate more in the management of Awakening Together through those subcommittees. Tomorrow night, the member board trustees is going to have a meeting, and we're going to talk more about this. We'll probably see which subcommittees should get going first and who's going to be the chair of those subcommittees, and then they'll start being invitations to join the subcommittees. I don't know exactly how these invitations will come about, because according to our bylaws, the chair of the subcommittee is permitted to select who will be on the subcommittee, and the subcommittees will probably be somewhat small. I'm imagining 3 to 5 people, but that still needs to be decided. So sometimes there may be a public announcement. Sometimes a subcommittee chairperson may know exactly who they want, and you may get a personal invitation. It's probably going to be a couple of different things. We'll either be asking for volunteers, or you may be invited. But we're definitely hoping that you'll participate. That's the way Awakening Together was intended to be. We always wanted to spread out that decision-making authority as much as possible. The one thing we wanted to make sure that we weren't was centered on one person making all the decisions. That's why we have two boards. We have a board of directors and a member board of trustees. The member board of trustees makes a lot of decisions, but anything that's truly important to Awakening Together, like a policy, has to be approved by the board of directors. So already you've got several people involved in making these decisions, not one person. But we also want to go further than that. We don't want these two boards to become the decision makers and then everyone else just having to live with what these two boards decide. And that's the purpose of the subcommittees. And as many subcommittees as are reasonable, with as many people participating on those subcommittees as is reasonable. So if you would love to, or even like to, or even if you're afraid to, but something in you is saying, do it, do it, do it, participate on a subcommittee, please just kind of keep your ears perked, watch Awakening Together news, listen to our member meetings, because these opportunities are going to be coming forward, and we definitely want you to join us. Yet, Jacqueline has put in the room, we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose. That's so core to who we are. And if we're an assembly of equals, then lots of people's involvement is a part of who we are. I'm just looking at my notes to make sure I haven't left anything out, and I have. I found something. another great way to make sure that you stay informed is by joining the daily updates, if you haven't done that yet. Because every time I post to the Awakening Together news, it goes out in a daily update. And anything that I have to share about the subcommittees will be posted there in the Awakening Together news. So if you're receiving our daily updates, not only will you get our daily quote every day, you'll also get recordings of our member meetings. You'll know when there's minutes from the Member Board of Trustees posted. You'll know when there's new featured talks posted. But you'll also know when I've posted something to Awakening Together news. And you'll be able to stay informed in a very timely way. If you're not already signed up for the daily updates, the way to do that is to go to awakening-together.org, click on the menu called Join Us, and then you'll see on that menu where you can subscribe to daily updates. And one really nice thing about the daily updates is it's only one email a day. Even if we have 5 posts though all five posts will be in that one email. So you don't get five emails on a day when there have been five posts. You get one email. So it's never more than one email a day. You can look at it very quickly, see if there's anything there that interests you, and if not, delete it very quickly. It's not one of the problem emails that keep coming and coming and coming and you can't get them to stop. And yet it'll help you to stay really informed. So again, we'll talk more tomorrow night at the trustee meeting about subcommittees and how we're going to transition to that, and then we'll be sharing information with you. The next thing I wanted to talk to you about, I guess I'm really excited about. I didn't consciously know that until my eyes hit my notes and I saw this is what I was going to talk about next, and something in my heart just started jumping up and down with joy. So I guess I'm really excited about this, but it wasn't conscious. But this summer, we'll be holding our first elections. According to our bylaws, 1 year after the beginning of Awakening Together, and our official beginning was July 21st, 2013. So this summer, we hit 1 year. And according to our bylaws, 1 year after our start, we will be electing our first membership representatives to join the member board of trustees. Now, also according to our bylaws, in order to be on the member board of trustees, you either have to be one of these founding members, which are the people that have been working for the last year, building the website and you know, writing the PMPs and all that. You either have to be one of them, or you have to be what is called a charter member, or you have to have been a member of Awakening Together for 2 years. Well, obviously, if Awakening Together's only been together a year, you can't be a member for 2 years, which means you really have to be a charter member to be elected as a trustee. However, 200 of our 300 members are charter members. Everyone who signed up in the first 3 months is considered a charter member. And there are a list of 200 people that signed up by October 21st. Any of those people can be nominated to be on the member board of trustees. You can also nominate yourself if you're a charter member. And I encourage that. Sometimes people think, oh, nominating myself, that's a little bit egotistical. But it might not be. It might be your guidance. It might be your calling to serve in that way. So nominating someone else, nominating yourself, whatever your guidance is, it's all the same. We'll probably use a part of the forum, which is a new part of the website that we're creating. We'll probably use it for nominations. Once you are nominated or once you nominate yourself, what will happen is people will be able to kind of agree with that nomination. And say, yes, that's a nomination I agree with. And people can agree with as many nominations as they want. If you see three or four people that you would like to agree with, you can do that. What we wouldn't want you to do is keep agreeing with the same person over and over. So let's say Sandy is nominated. I wouldn't want to see Nancy agree with Sandy's nomination 5 to 10 times. She would only agree with Sandy's nomination once. And then she might agree with Cindy's nomination next, right? So you can agree to as many nominations as you want. And what will happen is everyone who gets at least 10% of the membership agreeing with that nomination, so that would be 30 agreements, they would then be asked if they accept that nomination. And if they say yes, they would then be put on the ballot. We'll have 2 to 3 seats available. I'm not sure which. Maybe it depends on how many people are nominated. Right now there are 7 people on the member board of trustees. We're allowed to have up to 12, but according to our bylaws, half of those people will be elected 1 year after the start, and the other half will be elected 2 years after the start. Well, half of 5 is 2.5, and we can't elect 2.5 people. So it'll either be 2 or 3 this year, and then 2 or 3 next year is how it will work, so that by the second year, we then have 12 sitting on the member board of trustees. And the reason for that is to stagger the terms of service. We don't want everybody's term of service being up the same year, so we're staggering them is what's happening. Let me see if you guys will just be patient for one moment. Let's see. I can get you a link to the 200 members if you want to start thinking about who you might want to nominate, or if you just want to see if you're on there and if you want to nominate yourself. So just one moment. See, I'm not quite as good with the left hand. How come I can't get what? There we go. I think with the left hand, I get my left and right fingers mixed up, so it takes me longer to post things because I'm clicking on with the wrong finger. But there you go. I just posted in the room a PDF file which lists our 200 charter members. These are the people who can be nominated for our summer elections to the member board trustees. So if you want to look at that, and one thing you could be doing is kind of paying attention, maybe if you're trying to think, how would I know who to nominate, pay attention to, you know, who's kind of involved, who's around, who's showing up as admin in the room or speaking in the room, or you notice they're always here for gatherings and member meetings, and or maybe they lead, you know, a contemplation circle, or, you know, just who looks like they're really involved in Awakening Together. It looks like it's a part of their heart. That might be someone you want to nominate. Or again, you just check your own heart. You know, if you're on that list of 200 charter members and you're feeling like you would like to sit on the member board of trustees, maybe you want to nominate yourself. And we'll talk more about the process of nominating and the process of agreeing with the nominations and the process of voting when we get closer to the summer. The truth is we have to build it. I can imagine how it might work right now, but I don't know that for a fact. You know, it's a technical thing. So we have to build it. But once we build it, we will tell you how. So does anybody have any questions about elections to the member board of trustees, or even, do you guys even know what the member board of trustees is? Do you have any questions about that? The term for the member board of trustees is 3 years. And a person that's currently on the member board can nominate themselves to run again. So there can be a re-election. It's not like 3 years, then you're off. If you're on the member board of trustees and the membership votes you to stay on, you can stay on. We can have up to 12 trustees. Right now there's 7. And again, the half of the remaining seats will be voted in this year and the other half next year, so that we have staggered terms. Not everybody leaving at the same time if they choose to leave. The first set of trustees is for 6 years, yes, but only the first set. Everybody else is 3 years. Yeah, that's the one that's called the founding trustees, the ones who built it. They have 6-year terms. Lynn, I see your hand is up. I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Thanks, Regina. I think people might be wondering, what the heck are we talking about, these, you know, board of trustees, and, you know, who are they and what do they do? And what would I be doing if I was to volunteer or be nominated and get on to be on the board? What we do is actually just the business of running Awakening Together, and so it's everything from you know, making decisions as to, you know, what kind of speakers we want to have at our events, writing policies and procedures, or updating policies and procedures when there's a need for an update. We just in general, we talk about, you know, the budget, what we're, you know, how we're going to operate under certain conditions. You know, it's adding to the website. We all have a job. If you are a part of the member board of trustees, you have a job. Yeah, giving scholarships, adminning subcommittees, bringing people. You know, just in general, Yeah, selecting featured talks. Yeah, Regina's coming up with all these different things. It really is, it's not something that you would take on lightly. You know, I have to say just for myself that there's been a couple of times I've thought, what in the heck did I do this for? But but I did it because I was guided to do it, to join and to help with this. And we just need people who are willing to do the work, to talk about what it is that needs to be done, and then actually do what needs to be done to make things work. If that makes any sense. Anyway, that was my kind of take on, you know, if you're thinking about becoming a member of the Board of Trustees, just be aware that, you know, it is actual. It's not a figurehead. There's actual work that needs to be done. So I'm giving the mic back to you, Regina.
Yeah. And, you know, I see David wrote, if nominated as a trustee, will I be required to chair a subcommittee during my office? I think that probably all of the trustees chair subcommittees, yeah. Because every subcommittee has to be chaired by a trustee. And if we have trustees who say, you know, I don't really want to do that, then the other trustees end up having to take on 2, 3, 4 subcommittees, and they have a pretty heavy workload. So we do share the work. That is what we do. But everybody, you know, hopefully gets to chair a subcommittee that they're interested in. I think it's been working out that way so far. Let's see, and Jacqueline's saying, I don't want to confuse the issue, but remember they have shared responsibility with the board of directors. In most cases, they make recommendations to the board, who has final say. Yeah, we have a two-board process. The member board of trustees has what's called day-to-day responsibility, and the board of directors oversees the member board and kind of approves their operation. So we do have bosses, you could say, and the board of directors is our bosses. Yeah. So, and the member board of trustees, right now we have been meeting weekly, but I think we're going to switch to biweekly soon and eventually, down to monthly meetings. Once the subcommittees are really doing a lot of the work, then we'll probably only be meeting monthly just to update each other on what the different subcommittees are doing. So, and yeah, the member board of trustees are delegates for the entire membership, which is why they are voted into office by the membership. So again, more information will be coming about the summer elections. One thing Jay and I will need to do is get the forum up and running and figure out how to use that for elections. And I have to also count, there's a number of weeks prior to the election that we have to start accepting nominations. It's all in the bylaws. I got to look at the bylaws and count backward, figure out when this all needs to start. But I would say May at the earliest. If I have all the numbers right in my head, May at the earliest we'll be getting started on nominations. So just think about who you might want to nominate or whether you want to be nominated. Again, it needs to be somebody from that list of 200 charter members this year. By next year, anybody who's been a member for 2 years. So what I would like to do now is turn the mic over to Lynn for a little bit. Lynn is going to be leading the Awakening Together Satsang on the third Sunday of the month because I will be in Costa Rica. And she has invited Bob Ferguson to be our Satsang guest. You'll remember last month our guest was Nook Sanchez, and the month before that it was Mike Lowen. So Bob Ferguson will be our next Awakening Together Satsang guest. And I'm going to let Lynn just introduce us a little bit to Bob so we have an idea about who's going to be here 2 weeks from tonight. Lynn, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you so much, Regina. And we were just listening actually to a recording of Bob before Regina came on today because I decided to play that while because Cheryl wasn't here today. But Bob Ferguson is a guy that I learned about from Adele sent me a link to a YouTube video. And the YouTube video was Renata McNay, which is what I was playing, who is interviewing him. And what I thought about him, I listened to him, I really seriously heard him in a way that just made me believe that he really has had that shift, the shift that we talk about and think about and look for, that we imagine what it's going to be like, and you know, all the stuff that you think about, what happens when you go from being the doer to being the observer of the doer. He actually describes the shift of moving out of being that, he calls it the little man, and actually watching the little man, who is the ego man, doing whatever it is that he does. So the way he talks about it is very compelling and very, simple. And you know how I like simple. Bob is a member of something called the TAT Foundation, and I found this to be pretty intriguing also. The TAT Foundation, I'm going to copy and paste something in the room about TAT, and some of you may have heard it. I never even heard of it. Yeah, he is a very humble man, and just he seems just wonderful. The TAT Foundation is Truth and Transmission. It was founded by this guy, Richard Rose, on the conviction that our investigation of life's mysteries is expedited by working with others who are exploring, perhaps down a different road, so that we may share our discoveries, exchange ideas, and compare notes in order to come to a better understanding of ourselves and others. And when I read that, when I heard that, I thought, man, this sounds like Awakening Together. And it really does seem to be, you know, where whatever your path seems to be, you know, we come together and we are sharing with each other our experience. And so I thought that really fit in really well with our ideas, our thoughts here. But I was just going to read, Bob Ferguson wrote a book called The Listening Attention. And the listening attention is what he calls this being, this person, this I am, who is watching and listening. And I was going to read a couple of quotes from Bob. These ones I thought were pretty cool. Bob lists many practical tricks and traps along the spiritual path. And here is a trick, true perception. He's calling true perception a trick. It says, put your conceptual thinking, paradigms, and intellect aside and try or do the following trick. Pick an object in front of you. Where is this object in relation to you? Where you are as awareness. Now pick one behind you. Then see where it is, the memory, in relation to you. Now close your eyes and scratch your nose. Where is this happening in relation to you? Scratch the back of your neck. Look closely. Where is this taking place in relation to you? Hint. Having a double arrow of attention is imperative, one pointed towards the object and one back inwards toward the unknown. So basically he's saying, you know, just look at your situation and, you know, touch your ear. Where's this happening? You know, look behind you and then turn around and remember what was behind you. Where is this happening? You know, these are just little tricks that he uses to focus his attention. And then a trap. This is a trap that we might fall into. Visualizing the thought of now and projecting it to the exclusion of all other thoughts and believing this to be the actual present moment of or being in the now. the mistake of a projected memory for the now simply leads to frustration as it soon collapses and leaves one worse than before, forcing a new round of projection as the circle of mind, memory, and imagination continues to spin. So yeah, it is. It's it's really pretty amazing. And I'll put the link to this also in the room, and you can go and read some of the stuff that he's written. And there's also a thing where you can order his book. I got it online from Amazon, and I have it on my Kindle. And so I've been reading it, and he's just so practical and down to earth and humble. And yes, he does live in Colorado. And as of when they did that actual interview, he was working as a waiter, and he also is a photographer, and he has a page that he has his Western photography. Really amazing photographer, and he's just always looking for ways to communicate. And so I found him fascinating, and quite an interesting person. So I think we will enjoy hearing from him, and that will be on March 16th, and that'll be 8 o'clock p.m. March 16th. So be there or be square. So I'll give the mic back now to you, Regina. Thank you.
Thank you. And like I said, you know, maybe, I don't know what the computer situation is in Costa Rica, but maybe we'll tune in from Costa Rica to listen to that. I know I would like to. If not, I know it will be recorded and I can listen to the audio later. I like to do it live, though, because listening to audios later is not my strength. There's so many times I tell people, oh, I'll listen to that later. But for me, the listen to an audio later never seems to actually happen. It seems like it just doesn't. If I don't do it when it's live, I very seldom hear it. So I'd like to catch it live. I have a friend who was interested in learning more about Choose Again. And so for her, I went and got a little bit more information on Choose Again since the information that I shared with you guys in our member meeting last month. You remember last month, Diedrich Woolsack was here as well as several people who have been to Choose Again, and they all kind of talked about Choose Again, and we mentioned that we're having a Choose Again retreat here in Colorado, May 3rd to May 10th of this year. But when this friend asked for more information and I went and got it for her, I thought, you know, some of this information would be good to bring also, because although some of it may have been touched on in our meeting last month, some of it I don't think was. So I just want to share with you some of the information I found out about Choose Again while doing this research for my friend. let me go to the email that I sent to her. All right, here we go. Here's some of the facts. These are really facts that I found out about Choose Again. Choose Again has a program success rate in excess of 70%. So what that means is 70% of the individuals who go to Choose Again with, you know, for lack of better words, with some kind of an issue or a problem that they felt they needed a change, right? There's a 70% success rate, which is actually a pretty high success rate when you realize that a lot of the people we're working with are people who have been diagnosed with mental illnesses of some type, you know, maybe bipolar or ADD or OCD, something like that, or they're people who have some type of an addiction. To have a 70% success rate after a short stay at Costa Rica, Choose Again, is pretty amazing. And yeah, David has written something that I was going to get to, but I still will. But yeah, while virtually all clients arrive at the center on some kind of medication, either legal or illegal, the vast majority leave free of chemicals of any kind. So that's an interesting fact. In fact, that was the next line in my email. So it's almost funny, David. It's all as if you have my email there, which I know you don't because I didn't send it to you. But that was the next line in my email that I was going to read. So let's go to the next line. Choose Again offers a holistic approach to mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being through attitudinal healing, applied transpersonal psychology, and universal spiritual teachings. So, you know, that really shows, you know, like if you go to a psychiatrist, you may get some psychology. Of course, if you come to Awakening Together, you may get some spiritual teachings. But Choose Again has learned how to put it all together in order to create this really effective healing process, this attitudinal healing process that has a greater than 70% success rate. Choose Again, now listen to this, this is really interesting. Choose Again feels behavior is caused by the beliefs we hold about who we are. I'll read that again. Choose Again feels behavior is caused by the beliefs we hold about who we are. Those beliefs often work well, but when they do not, transformation is called for. Transformation means that we learn, first of all, to recognize the beliefs and how they play out in our lives, and then practice a series of techniques to correct or transform these beliefs. When we correct limiting core beliefs, they no longer run the show. The behavior shifts as belief shifts. And I'm sure that you all know the theology that is behind this, you know, but it is extremely, extremely true. The reason that we participate in what we might call self-sabotaging, or maybe we're sabotaging our family or our loved ones, but the reason we participate in these seemingly sabotaging behaviors is because of the way we are thinking about ourselves. But this is usually extremely unconscious. And what happens at Choose Again is they have a way of helping you see these unconscious beliefs that are driving these sabotaging behaviors. And of course, people who go to Choose Again, they have a clear understanding that the behaviors that they're participating in or experiencing, if it's emotional behavior, that they're experiencing is not at all healthy, not at all serving them, and they do understand that it would be a much better experience if they're free of it. But they have tried maybe many different ways to become free of it and without success. What happens at Choose Again is they are able to help, again, with a greater than 70% success rate. They're able to help these people who have seemed stuck in pain and stuck become free. And I think that that's pretty amazing. They're able to help people see these unconscious beliefs that are driving them. And then they're able to help people see through these unconscious beliefs that are driving them, so that people become free of the unconscious beliefs. And when they're free of the unconscious beliefs, the behavior naturally changes. Whatever behavior, or whether it was an emotional behavior, whatever behavior was there that was causing the suffering, corrects itself when the unconscious belief is seen through. Choose Again uses a therapeutic immersion process that teaches 100% accountability. They teach and demonstrate that humans are the author of our entire experience. Our experience is the result of our choices, and our choices are based on our beliefs. There is no one to blame, not our parents, not the government, not our genes, and not ourselves. There is simply no blame. But there is the opportunity to expose behavior-driving beliefs, see through them, and realize new, healthier beliefs. Now, this talks about the Choose Again Center in Costa Rica. It says the Choose Again Center is small. They rarely have more than 7 clients and usually at least that many staff. The work is intensive. Now, of course, our retreat is going to be here in Colorado, but it also will be small, and both Diedrich Wolsack and his partner will be there. So you'll have 2 facilitators. I will also be there, but I'm there more as a background facilitator. I'm there to help make sure, you know, if somebody needs new blankets, they get new blankets. If, you know, make sure the food gets cooked, make sure, you know, everything. I'm there for the behind the scenes work. I'm not there as one of the teachers. I will be there, but I'm there serving from behind the scenes to make sure everything runs. Yeah, I'm the administrator facilitator. Thank you. So they're going to be doing the process. Yeah. So there will be two facilitators there to help out, and it won't be a large group. In fact, right now, I think we have 7 people registered right now. I think we'll have at least one more by tomorrow. We're hoping to get at least 12. And, you know, we can go higher than 12, however. We're not limited to 12, but it will not be a very large group. This is an excellent opportunity because normally you have to buy a plane ticket to Costa Rica. Those plane tickets are not cheap. About the cheapest that I have found is around $750. Sometimes they go as high as, you know, $1,200, $1,300, depending on the time you're trying to buy the ticket. You can get to Colorado Springs and go to the Abbey for much less than that. So it's an excellent opportunity to work with Choose Again for lower cost. And it is a full week. It's not just a weekend. A weekend with Choose Again would be nice, but a weekend would not be as transforming as a full week. So this retreat begins on Saturday and runs to the next Saturday, May 3rd to May 10th. So it will be an immersion process for a full week, and it can be very, very helpful. Let's see. The next fact I have, when you leave Choose Again, you will have learned a number of effective transformational techniques. You will have established a solid practice of deep self-inquiry, and you will have the conviction needed to continue on your path. One of the amazing things about Choose Again is, you know, they're not just going to be there with you for a week and then send you home and you say, well, that was nice, but everything's the same. Choose Again is going to give you tools and teach you how to use those tools so that when you go home, you can continue that Choose Again process yourself. So they get you started. You see enough effects of it in the time with them that you're kind of sold on the process yourself. Therefore, you're committed to the process yourself. But then when you go home, you continue the process. Again, it's a really worthwhile week. Let's see. Some of the things that they will be doing here, they have circles, which are group processing sessions. They also will be doing some meditation. They will be doing some yoga. And what is that breathing called, David? Do you remember what the breathing is called that they're going to be doing? It's a breathing process they use to help people. Holotropic breathing, yeah. Which seems to really help people look at the mind and see through the mind. Sometimes people even have the experience of self through holotropic breathing. Sometimes I think unconscious memories that they weren't even aware of can come up through holotropic breathing. And in fact, holotropic breathing is not recommended without a facilitator. But there will be 2 facilitators there to guide you through the holotropic breathing. So circles, holotropic breathing, yoga, and meditation are the tools that they're going to be using at this retreat. Let's see. Here are some... they said our profoundly spiritual approach to healing allows each participant in our program an individually tailored curriculum. By the end of the program, a participant will be on the road to living free of addictions, and this would include just addictions to your own thoughts, and they will have. So here's some things you can expect to have after spending some time with Choose Again. They will have identified recurring patterns that, of course, were a part of the problem for them. They will be committed to a process to release these patterns or become free of these patterns. They will have identified and begun releasing limiting beliefs which attract negative life experiences. They will have acquired tools for deep, full, and fearless communication. They will have mastered processes to quickly resolve any conflict. They will have learned the purpose and value of healthy relationships and how to maintain such relationships. They will have discovered a true passion and purpose and be on a path to incorporate that purpose into their personal and professional life. They will have developed a spiritual practice of meditation, reflection, and contemplation. and they will have developed a lifestyle conducive to being a happy, productive member of society, which really shows that some of the people that go to Choose Again don't even feel like they're a productive member of society. They cannot hold jobs, for example, because of what's going on in the mind is so intense for them. And yet, remember, Choose Again has a greater than 70% success rate. Adele says she's sure there will be healthy food. Yeah, Diedrich put in some special requests for how the food will be cooked at the Abbey. At right this moment, I don't remember what they were, but they were definitely healthy. It seems to me like it might have been chicken and fish, if I remember correctly. Let's see.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I think that's basically all I have to share. You know, but these were all things that were not said a month ago when we were here for the member meeting, so I thought it might be worth saying them. Maybe I'll also send them out on the Awakening Together news, since there's not a huge group of people here. Let's see, David has written... Oh, hold on, my chair is shaking. Somebody here is shaking it. It's not an earthquake. David has written, researches at WHR Consulting, conducted extensive interviews with former Choose Again clients, going back over its entire six-year history. After an average stay of 3 to 4 weeks at the center, 89% of participants rated their quality of life as good or very good. This compared with a 16% satisfaction level prior to attendance. So that's a 450% improvement. So again, our Choose Again retreat is coming up here in Colorado, May 3 to May 10 of this year. And you can register at awakening-together.org. Under our events, you'll see the place to register for Choose Again. And if you have any questions, some people do. Some people are a little nervous about going. In fact, I would say some of the people who probably most feel the calling to go also feel the fear. And I just want to let you know that's true of everybody I've talked to. That's true of everybody I've talked to. So consider that fear normal. I have known people that have gone to Choose Again. They went very, very fearful about going and came back very, very happy they went. Remember that fear is just the fear of the unknown, or also the fear that, you know, you're going to be the one truly unworthy person in the circle, that everybody else is going to actually be better than you. That's not true. Everybody's sharing that fear. So if you feel called to go, but you're experiencing that fear, first of all, you can talk to me about it. I'll see if I can help you, but I would recommend that you go ahead and register anyway. Don't let that fear stop you, because that fear is going to stop you from, you know, getting better, having a better experience, and you know, that's crazy. So walk through the fear, go to Choose Again, have the experience. When you leave, you'll be happy that you went, I'm sure. Everybody I've known that's gone has felt that way. So that's it for the member meeting tonight. I want to thank you all for coming. This audio will be posted on our website under For Members, Member Meeting Audios. And that's really all I have to say. So what I'm going to do is, Jasmine's here, she's waving bye to
everyone. Hi!
What I'm going to do is turn the mic over to David and Lynn so they can get started on A Course in Miracles Original Edition. I will be here in an hour for today's contemplation. I'm going to pop out of the room right now because I need to edit this audio. And I've tried to stay in the room and edit the audio and listen too, and that doesn't work. So I'm going to pop out and edit the audio, but I will be back. You guys have a wonderful evening. I'll see you in a little while.
Night.
Lynn, the mic is yours.